Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين Brothers, sisters, listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to the program Keys of Life. We were discussing the concept of innovation, bid'ah. When someone comes and decides to create something and say, hey, let's do this, this sounds cool, this sounds Islamic, this sounds like it's got a lot of reward, let's do it, and everyone starts to do it. Now, that's a bid'ah, and that's haram. And like I said, we have plenty that we do, which are cultural, and we assume it's Islamic, and we are in trouble. The scholars are not saying anything about it. No one's talking about it. So we have an issue. The Ahadith of the Ahl Bayt Salamullah Alayhim says that people need to fight it. First and foremost, the scholars, which we spoke about and discussed that. And also people, if you do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward you, because we said this is a form of jihad. The Hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he said, those who fight and stand in the face of the bid'ah makers, the bid'ah innovators and creators, he says, يَكْتُبُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ بِذَلِكَ الْحَسَنَاتِ. And in this hadith, he was just saying, just go, especially the common people, because sometimes when someone comes with an innovation, you need a scholar to debate him and discuss what he has done and to prove that is wrong. But sometimes when it comes to me, I'm a common person. I have not studied. I don't have much information. I don't know. But I know this is a bid'ah. I know this is an innovation. This is not supposed to happen. What do I do? The Prophet said, you can go and curse this person. Call him names. That's it. Just go curse and call him names. Which, like we said, this is a bit strange from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but this is what's required. He says, if you do that, what will happen is Allah will give you hasanat, deeds. وَيَرْفَعُ لَكُمْ بِهِ الدَّرَجَاتُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah will elevate your levels and your status in the hereafter as well. Another thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do for people who fight these innovators is that Allah will increase their iman and their security and safety. The hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, "Man ar'aba sahibu bid'ah." He who scares a person of bid'ah. Sometimes if the bid'ah is really destructive, and these people who make bid'ah, because they're destroying the faith, sometimes we need to scare them off. Sometimes we need to threaten them. Sometimes we have to take extreme measures. We fear in their hearts. We can't let these people just get away with it. They need to be prosecuted by the full extent of the law under the Islamic government. I need to go make a report and say, well, this guy is creating this innovation, so and so. So he can go to court and be judged for that. So the Prophet said, whoever scares a person who is creating innovation, مَلَأَ اللَّهُ قَلْبُهُ أَمْنًا وَإِيمَانًا. Allah fills his heart with security and safety and belief and iman. Allah will fill your heart. Why? Because you are fighting for the sake of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are defending the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're trying to make sure Islam stays pure for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that, Allah will fill your heart with safety, security, and iman. Let's take a short break, and then we will continue.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is
on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرندرخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که رو گفته بودم گفته اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life. So we were discussing the concept of bid'ah innovations. And we said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared reward for those who fight and stand against these people to the point that if you scare them, Allah will fill your heart with security, safety, and iman. And the hadith we have from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, "Man a'arada an sahibi bid'atin bughdan lahu." Now, if there's a person that you know is making innovations, we meant to hate these people, not like them, not speak with them, not sit with them. When you see these people and you turn away and you give them the, you know, the your shoulder and just speak out of hate, he says, the Prophet says, مَلَأَ اللَّهُ قَلْبُهُ يَقِينًا وَرِضًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills his heart with contentment and certainty. Certainty and contentment. That's the reward that you're going to get by just refraining and frowning in the face of those who make bid'ah our fate for them and for what they do. So sometimes me and you, like I said, we don't have to go head to head with them in terms of discussing what they did and how they did it and what they're doing it. And because sometimes we lack the knowledge. But there are certain things we do. We can point fingers to them. We can curse them. We can talk about them badly. We can warn people about them. And also, we can just turn away from them, not look at them, just ignore them. Out of hate. Doing that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to fill your heart with certainty and contentment. Which is what we need, which is what we lack these days. We lack iman, we lack contentment, we lack certainty, yaqeen. These are the things that we're lacking. And why do we lack them? Because when you look around us, in our houses, in our family circle, in our friend circle, and as the circle goes bigger and bigger in our communities, we are doing a lot of things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahu al-aliyyul azim, never asked us to do. The Ahl Bayt never asked us to do. Now, I can sit here and give you a list of examples, but then I'm risking this program not being aired. Because the reality sometimes we really harsh. We really don't want to hear the harsh reality. We try to cover it. We try to hide it. We think this is what pleases the Ahl Bayt. This is what pleases Imam Hussein. This is what pleases Allah. No, based on who said. There are a lot of things that we do. Even on a scholarly level, when I do a lot of research into certain topics, as I go deeper, I find that there are absolutely no ahadith, there are no riwayat to support this action that we are doing. And if you ask any person, why are you doing this action? They say, well, because the Imam said so. I'm like, okay, where's the evidence that the Imam said so? And there's absolutely no evidence for it. And just people, because someone a century ago, 2 centuries ago, came up with it, And it just said it became like a solid. At some point, said someone would have said, you know what? That sounds like a hadith from an imam. So let's say Iqal al-Sadiq, and then becomes Iqal al-Sadiq for generations to come. And that's a problem that we have. So we need to do, what we need to stop against these people and this ideology that we have. Inshallah, we will continue this discussion in another episode. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind, a momentary emotion, space spent in time.